John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. If you've joined us for the first time, and welcome. Well, friends, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you. He loves you more than you'll ever realize. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant your servant this day great boldness, Lord, to preach your word. Lord, that you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, what is God's nature like? Most important, what's important here, what does God think of you? I go to Jeremiah 31:3. It says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Friends, the Hebrew word for loving kindness is hesed. That defies an English translation. It means love, mercy, favor, grace, forgiveness, kindness, gentleness, patience, and more rolled into one. Now you might have a better idea of what it meant by the phrase loving kindness. Or you could put it this way, I have drawn you with love, mercy, favor, grace, forgiveness, kindness, gentleness, patience, and more rolled into one. That's loving kindness. That's what God's calling you by. Anyway, Isaiah 54:9-12, God is saying, so I have sworn that I would not be angry with you or rebuke you. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. O you afflicted one, tossed with tempest and not comforted, but no weapon made to harm you shall prevail, and you shall rebuke every charge brought against you. Such is the fortune of the servants of the Lord. Their vindication comes from me. This is the very word of the Lord. And right in John 10:10, I came that they might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Psalm 34:18, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a crushed spirit. Friends, not only has God promised to deliver his people, he has promised to give them a deliverer. Jesus himself draws near to anyone who calls out to him. In Psalm 34:22, the Lord redeems his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Psalm 31:19, how great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who have fear or have respect for you, which you have bestowed in the sight of men on those who have take refuge in you. Loved ones, these words that God will look on you with and smile on you and he will bless you. Friend, throughout the Gospels, Jesus is compassionate. His words and power transform and heal one person at a time. Jesus proclaims his divine desire that no one should perish. No matter how low you are, no matter what your disposition has been, you may be low in your thoughts, words, and actions. You may be selfish. Your heart may be overflowing with corruption and wickedness. Yet Jesus will have compassion on you. Romans 10:13, for everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. For the free gift of eternal salvation is available to everyone. You cannot come to know God through works. You come to know God by faith through grace. You cannot work your way towards heaven. You cannot moralize your way. You cannot reform your way. You cannot buy your way. It comes as a free gift of God through Christ. If you've never received Christ as your Lord and Savior, then this is your day, friend. At this very moment, Christ stands at the door of your heart and waits for you to invite him in. Will you pray with me? Just follow me along in this simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, just follow us along. Dear Heavenly Father, Please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friend, if you prayed that prayer for the very first time, I believe you got born again. You are filled with resurrection power. Get into a good Bible-based church. Friends, you are unique. That means there are things God wants you to do for him that he has not called anyone on earth to do. Remember, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. All your sins, friends, are forgiven and forgotten. Don't go fishing in dirty water anymore. Right, today's scripture from 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. The message today is, be finished with fear. So many people today are living with less than God's best because they've allowed fear to stop them from pursuing their dreams. We have to remember that fear is not from God. It's from the enemy to paralyze us and steal our power. Today's verse tells what God has given us: power, love, self-discipline, or self-control. When you're confident in God's promises, there's nothing that can stop you. But when fear creeps in, you hesitate. You're not as strong as you were before. Not only that, but it affects your love. Love prompts us to give. And when we are afraid, we tend to clench our fists and act selfishly. Fear also affects our self-discipline and self-control. It makes us panic and do things think without thinking. If you've allowed fear to steal from you, then in any area of your life, today you can be free. You can be finished with fear. Conquering fear starts with a choice to believe God's promises and then taking a step of faith to act on them. As you step out, God will be with you. He'll give you power, love, and self-discipline so that you can confidently move forward into the abundance life that God has for you. So my prayer for you today and for the scriptures is that, Father, I come to you today declaring that the listeners are finished with fear. I break the power of it now in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you for giving them power, love, and a sound mind. They choose to stand on your promises. Fill them with your peace and joy today. And as I move forward into victory that you have for them in Jesus' name. Well, friends, the wisdom key for today: failure is not an event, but an option or opinion. Right. This part of the message, I'll be praying for the sick and hurting. Friends, healing is more than God's will. It is his provision. The price for your healing has been paid at Calvary, at the cross where Jesus was crucified. It is part of your redemption. 1 John 3:8. The reason the Son of God was made manifest or made visible was to undo, destroy, loosen, and dissolve the works of the devil has done. God has always provided healing for his people. Jesus revealed God's will as he continually ministered healing and deliverance during his time on earth. That has not changed, friend. He is still the healer. He does it in love, cheerfully, with no thought of reward. In Matthew 8:5-18, and when Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, entreating him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, sick with paralysis, terribly tormented. Jesus says to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he was amazed and said to those who followed, truly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not in Israel. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, as you have believed, so it will be done for you. And his servant was healed that very moment. Friends, this centurion exhibited great faith by saying, but speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. He did not ask Jesus to come and lay hands on him or even come to his house. This soldier understood that, knew that Jesus was under a greater authority. This is a demonstration of one who understood the power of Jesus, understood the power of Jesus' word and required nothing more. As a result, he simply told the man to go his way, and as he had believed, it would be done. This sets an example for us to follow. Just take God at his word. Hebrews 4:12, God's word tells us it's alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. In Psalm 107:20 and 21, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. So thank God for his marvelous love, for his miracle mercy to the children he loves. Friends, loved ones, God the Father sent his living word, Jesus, to deliver us from every destructive force, including sickness. He also gave us his written word, which is filled with power and life. As we believe and speak the word of healing, we can expect to be delivered from disease. As the scripture states, he sent his word and healed us. Luke 9:1-2, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent him to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Proverbs 4:20-22, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. The word of God is health to all your flesh. Pray, Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. Signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. Now lay your hand on that sick or hurting part of the body that needs a touch from the Lord as I begin to pray. And believe you receive, and you will have. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I rebuke every infirmity. I cast out every form of disease in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I rebuke every cancer. Cancer, you are cursed at the root in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command you to die, shrivel and die at the roots right now. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place where it's needed. Thank you, Holy Spirit, as I release your healing power. Be healed and made whole. And I command health and healing into every physical body. I pray that divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners. I speak to every life that is in torment or stressed. I bind and break your power. I command you to go from the listeners. Be made whole in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated right now. That the peace of God has now healed every broken heart, healed and made whole. Every sorrow is lifted right now, healed. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed and cursed at the root. Thank you, Lord, that there is joy in the morning. You are, Lord, our more than enough. You are, Lord, our strength and our song. And we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness, Lord. You are our shepherd. You are a divine giver of life. Thank you, Lord. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you when you use God's word in the authority of Jesus' name. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe you have received and you will have it. Friends, divine healing can be instantaneous, but it can often also be progressive, where it unfolds over a period of time, as in Mark 8, 23 and 25, also in Luke 17, 12, 17. Healing took place over time, but the Bible clearly states, you shall be well or you shall get shall recover. Act your faith. Try moving and look for the improvements. Sometimes it takes minutes, seconds, hours, days, but look for the improvements and believe you received and you will have. Test the areas in the future. Do not let fear come upon you. Very important. Don't let fear come upon you. Fear is opposite to faith. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. Use your authority as a believer. You have the power. You have the Holy Spirit. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. You must forgive as God has forgiven you. Don't hold on any grudges, friend. Don't be vindictive. Just leave that to the Lord. Regardless of what happens, leave it to the Lord. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Your words are powerful, friends. Your words are powerful. Use the word of God. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief, and know that it is God's will for you to be healed. So my prayer, benediction is this. And now may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you. And may the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you his peace. May you in the darkest storm of your life hold on to the never failing hand of a loving God. His anchor will hold you. The storm will pass by. The thing which you have asked God, he will supply. He will give you joy for the bitter gall of rejection. He will give you healing for your sickness. He will give you a new beginning for your failure. He will turn the darkest nights to the brightest day because he is the lover of your soul. He is the father of all hope. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Shalom. Amen.
no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. Chimes of time rings out in you, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have prayed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be secret.